This is GQDN for Friday, April 17th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go get Questworthy. It's good stuff too. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a Call of Duty movie. Yep, that's coming. We got a leak. We got a rumor going on about some new GPUs coming. We got some esports news as well. But we're going to start with streaming today. Because according to the Times of India, one of the streamers was cheating with five other e-girls. And what they're saying is that Sekunu did drop some information, or was in the controversy, because Jason Nguyen did drop some explanations and claims as he defends Valkyrie. Now, this is a new streamer drama that just came in, and it's not only about Sekunu, but it started to be a tense, intimate group of creators and turned into a combustible public display with allegations, deleted posts, and emotional live stream responses making up some of the story. And there is a rift that's going on between the reality and allegiance, with fans that are trying to discern who said what and why is it significant. Now, this came after a post from Disguised Toast, who did post a cryptic message to some unnamed friends and allegedly abandoning Sekunu when it mattered. Though no names were mentioned, the internet did what it does best. Speculation exploded. Soon after, Jason Nguyen stepped in and offered some takes, did shift the spotlight into both Sekunu's personal life and how others were in the circle were reacting to it. Yaksik on X said, quote, Jason Nguyen calls out Disguised Toast for his post and deleted about fake friends and backs Valkyrie for making a joke. Internal quote, if you want to talk about fake, brother Sekunu faked his entire personality, let alone a five-year relationship, and none of his close friends knew about it. End quote. So during the live stream, Jason Nguyen questions Sekunu's authenticity and made a serious allegation. Quote, I mean, to be honest with you, if you want to talk about fake brother, Sekunu faked his entire personality, let alone a five-year relationship, and none of his close friends knew about this five-year relationship. For the quote, hey, I'm going to say this, bro. Valkyrie? Because, bro, this was directed at Valkyrie. For sure it was. That blank just don't pop, bro. Because she was just making a light joke, man. She made a light joke of herself, commenting on Psycho's post. So I'm going to put my cape on and say, why would you be obligated to stay loyal to someone that lied to her for years? End quote. Yaksik then got back up on X and said, quote, Valkyrie addressed her deleted reply under Jason Nguyen's post mocking Sekunu, saying she was just trying to be lighthearted, but deleted it after receiving backlash. End quote. Now, she did say that her comment was meant as a joke on herself and not an insult, but the attack did result in her taking down backlash if it prompted a flood of harassment. This controversy now goes beyond a single post, and that's according to the Times of India, because they're saying that it's a statement of resilience, of mistrust and friendships on the net. And that's where personality reality meets online identities. Now we're going to get to something a little less serious, because a shift might be going on. PC Games N did say that PC Games is growing, and it's because the top 20 PC games, such as Minecraft and Fortnite, are among the most played, and 50% of the sector's revenue from other titles. So the game industry has been a little bit weird. That's according to PC Games N. And yes, there have been some mass layoffs. AI is on the rise, and costs have increased across both premium and multiplayer games. Now, you could argue that's falling apart, and GTA 6 can't come quickly enough. AAA games may have been stagnant, meaning that people are turning to AA and indie level games, and they're looking at the diversity that doesn't detract from all the bad stuff. But that could be about the more creative gaming landscape going forward. Nizo's annual PC gaming report for 2026. PC gaming could eclipse the consoles, and they could be the front runner in terms of revenue by 2028. And that could be the exclusive home of some of the big games coming in. That includes League of Legends, Dota 2, and World of Warcraft. The analyst, Tianyi Zhu, did note that 56% of PC's gaming's overall revenue in 2025 came outside of the top 20. And while we've seen some fluctuation in the revenue generators over the course of the years, with 2022 seeing the top 20 pull of 52% in the sector's earnings, this rose in 2023 to 57%, then dropped down to 2024 to 51%. 2025, the number is at a low number of 44%, with the remaining 56% of revenue coming from the other non-top 20 titles. Here's what she wrote, quote, "This means the long tail is not only becoming more visible in engagement terms. On some platforms, most notably PC, it's also becoming more commercially meaningful," end quote. So across the consoles, PlayStation and Xbox's top 20 still contribute over 60% of their respective revenues, 62% and 66% respectively last year. PC gaming playtime is also up by 14% in the 2022 to 2025 period, and 44% across the non-top 20 games. So further quote, "On PC, the space below the top tier is capturing more attention, but also more spend," end quote. And that's because those games are costing around $30, further quote. "At the same time, the top market remains highly entrenched," end quote. Now we know that some of the older titles like Skyrim and Elden Ring and Red Dead Redemption 2 are now mixed in with some newcomers like Kingdom Come 2, Deliverance 2, and like The Last of Us Part 2, and Ghost of Yoti, with some of the RPG and adventure games just beat out some shooters on PC and PlayStation 5. The FPS games top the charts on Xbox. That's mainly because of Call of Duty being available on Game Pass. But right now, the trend does look like it's going to PC and not towards the consoles. Now, this one was up on PC, but now it's delisted. NintendoLife.com did say that Pokemon and Zelda type game called Picmos has been removed from Steam. Now, Picmos was called Pikmon, and that has been removed from Steam because of an intervention from the publisher NetworkGo, and that was developed by Pocket Game. Picmos, according to Nintendo Life, is a blatant ripoff title. That's their words, because they did copy some of the designs from Pow World, Pokemon, and The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. The creature designs did look similar to some iconic Pokemon characters, and the protagonist looks like Link from Breath of the Wild. NetworkGo has had enough of the controversy, confirming the removal from Steam over on X. Here is the message, quote, "Hello players, this is the publisher, NetworkGo. We've heard your feedback regarding the removal of our Steam store page and want to clear things up. NetworkGo has officially intervened in the development of Pocket Game. We will be supervising the Picmos team from players' perspective to ensure the game keeps getting better. Thank you for your support," end quote. NetworkGo does not outright state the reasoning behind the removal because of the controversy, and the publisher wants to get ahead of any potential lawsuits from companies like Nintendo. There was a second message to back this up. Quote, "We're revising the game to ensure a controversy-free experience. It will be re-released once our publisher gives the final approval," end quote. Now we go to the esports corner. Hey, we got esports news for once. Esports.gg did provide the All-Stars playoffs at IEM Rio 2026. And that goes with the CS2 esports matchups. So, here are the quarterfinals. This goes on today, and actually some of it's going on right now. And this is for Counter-Strike 2. At 11 a.m., which by the way I'm recording at right now 1 o'clock Eastern Time, is Moze versus Team Spirit. At 2:15, which is probably when you listen to it, will be Team Vitality versus Na'Vi. The semifinals will be tomorrow. Team Falcons will be involved. They'll be waiting for probably the winner between Mozu and Team Spirit. Furia will be waiting for the winner between Team Vitality and Na'Vi. That's what I would assume. The third place final will be at 9:30 on April 19th. That's 9:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern Time will be the grand final. So who's going to win the playoffs this weekend? Should be interesting. A little Counter-Strike Go. I'm not sure if this is Counter-Strike Go, but one of the teams did make a head coach change. No, this is League of Legends. T1 lost 1-2 to D+, Kia, in the 2026 League of Legends Championships Korea. The regular season round one match was held at League of Legends Park in Jeonggo on the 17th. So after dropping the first set, T1 did bounce back in the second, but they suffered a comeback defeat in the final set. So after the match, the acting head coach, Lim Jae-hon, expressed his disappointment, even though they were favorable in the third set. Mistakes occurred, and that's what he said in a quote. Even though we were very favorable in position on the third set, mistakes occurred and we failed to group up quickly as a team. Our team communication is lacking during the mid-game. We'll work on addressing that. And they did go through a little bit of a Q&A period about what happened. So here's one of the questions. Quote, you chose a Melpeak bot lane combination in the third set. Answer, quote, acting head coach Jim Leon, or Jay Leon, said, quote, we judged that Annie and Jarvan 4 were picks we could split between us. As pick, Kaya, exceptionally skilled with the champion, and since those mid-top lane matchups looked sensitive at the time, he strongly advocated for it, so we chose it. We decided on Mel at the last moment because, like Ziggs, it had good wave clear ability and synergies well with Pyke. End quote. Another question. You faced DRX in 2 days. What do you plan to improve? Answer, quote, I felt the lack of communication during the mid-game was a major issue. We'll focus on fixing this so we can show a better performance in the next match. End quote. We'll see if they can turn things around. Now we got the NVIDIA's new budget gaming GPU. 12 gigabytes of VRAM is rumored to come this June, and that's according to PC Games N. So the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3060 could be returning to store shelves this year. And that's if this leak is to be believed. Now, on the GPU charts on Steam's hardware survey, there was a new production run in the 5-year-old mid-range option that would be available by June. And according to PC Games N, it would help to ease the current budget graphics card situation. When it was launched, the RTX 3060 was the best graphics card options for gamers on a budget. And now NVIDIA is pitching an ideal upgrade for the users even with older cards who are looking to build their budget gaming PC. So right now, up on Amazon, the Gigabyte GeForce RTX 5060 WinForce OC 8GB graphics card is at $330. That's for reference. So, if the rumors do come true, the NVIDIA RTX 3060 could be around the $300 level. So we'll see what happens if this does come true. Take this with a grain of salt. But now we get to some good stuff. I know you gotta mind the prices, but that doesn't matter because a storied life Tabitha had a launch trailer via NintendoEverything.com because this is going to be on Nintendo Switch. And it is on Nintendo Switch now. It is a puzzle experience, so if you're into that type of game, you should go take a look at it. If you got PlayStation, well, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons remake is now 60% off on the PlayStation Store. Do note, this is only for PlayStation 5 and not PlayStation 4. Now, this Ubisoft game was on PlayStation 3 and 4 back in 2013. And the PlayStation 5 games, or PlayStation 5 players, I'm sorry, could get this game for $8 until Thursday, April 23rd. So if you're looking for something new, or you played this game before, and you liked it, and you want it on your PlayStation 5, in a remake value, it's going to be there for you. And this one's coming to theaters. Call of Duty via GamingBolt.com will be coming to theaters scheduled June 30th, 2028. It'll be hitting the theaters then via The Hollywood Reporter. The announcement was made during the CinemaCon 2026, along with a statement by the producer, Rob Kostich, who is serving as the current head of Activision. Quote, "I told everyone we were going to make a movie if it's right. Dave Ellison, we found that partnership. We want to make sure that the authenticity of it's captured on a human level so it feels really real and infuse that with epic scope," end quote. Further quote, We plotted out many years. We put together this group of writers to talk about where we're going. There'll be a film that feels more like Black Ops, and the story behind the story, the Modern Warfare series, looks like it's going to be a fight of war with the eyes of the world on you. And then maybe something that's more hybrid, where you're looking at a private covert operations while the public operation is going on, end quote. Looking forward to it? We'll be looking forward to you guys. We're back again tomorrow night for the weekly show. Twitch.tv/DawnForge, 6 p.m., maybe a bit earlier this week. It is WrestleMania. So maybe, well, check us out maybe 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? This has been a DawnForge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night for the weekly show. So until then, go play some video games, people.